أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم. Hearing the news about the killings happening around the world is becoming a daily routine now. If it isn't bomb blast, it's shooting. If it isn't murder, it's targeted killings. If one disaster isn't occurring, another is happening. Change is something victims around the world have been striving for. Another mass killing that has caught my attention is the Quetta killings in Pakistan. Minority of Shia Muslims reside in the area of Quetta and are being targeted by the enemies of Islam and humanity. As you may be aware, on February 16th, more than 100 Pakistani Shia victims were killed, including women and children, and more than 300 were injured in the series of deadly bomb blasts by terrorist organizations. The Pakistan President and Prime Minister have nothing to do besides show their faces on TV and try to comfort the people with their fake words and unreal promises. Announcing on television that they will be aiding the victims and their families with money is just a fake promise. Hundreds and thousands of Shia Muslims are being killed around the world. Why are they being killed? Well, because they are Shias. And what is the government doing? They're watching. Watching as Shia Muslims are being heartlessly and brutally martyred by the hands of the enemies of Islam, the enemies of humanity. I am not afraid to take the names of these enemies because I am against this genocide. The enemies are the groups named Lashkar-e-Jangvi and Sipah-e-Sahaba. These so-called Muslims are brainwashed and told it is jihad if they kill these people, as they will be rewarded Jannah. And this is utterly stupid. The Holy Quran teaches that whoever kills an innocent, it is as if he has killed all mankind. And whoever saves an innocent, it is as if he has saved all mankind. They are especially targeting Shia Muslims as they wish to have a Shia-free Pakistan. Is this what the world has come to? Targeted killing? Brutal and heartless killings? Not even women and children are spared. And what do? We watch. We watch as our brothers and sisters die a painful death. Indeed, they are martyrs, and we will receive a grand reward for death in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, these enemies of Islam are making us stronger. Muslims of the world, we need to unite. Nothing terrifies the enemy more than a group of united people, united Muslims. Imam Khomeini has stated, "We Muslims are busy bickering over whether to fold or unfold our arms in prayers, while the enemy is devising ways of cutting them off." It is upsetting and unreal that it has come to the point where media is projecting these killings as sectarian violence, which is completely untrue, whereas it is killings of innocent people, including Shias and Sunnis. The government of Pakistan is a complete failure, and from the looks of it, they don't really care. We need a change. We need strong leaders, leaders who we know the people can count on. Shias and Sunnis have slightly different views, but they both belong to the Islamic faith and are Muslim. Both Shias and Sunnis.
Chain, chain, Zardari.
Chain, chain, Zardari.
Chain, chain, Zardari.
Chain, chain, Taliban.
Chain, chain, Taliban.
Stop Shia killing us in Pakistan. Stop Shia killing us in Pakistan.
Both Shias and Sunnis must unite. We should set aside our differences and become one. The victims of Pakistan need us. They are in desperate need of help. We need to spread awareness and inform Western media to help us stop this genocide. The least we can do is protest here in the peaceful country we live in to raise our voices against any act of terrorism and the Shia genocide. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the killers and protect the Shias of Imam Ali and all innocent victims from the crimes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to the family of the Shuhada. Wassalam.
Shame, shame. Shame.